Agnes Sherman.
Hey, Sherman.
I'm going to ask y'all to be silent while I pray. God, grant me knowledge that I may speak according to your divine precepts. Instill in me a sense of your purpose and make me a servant of your will. And please grant me a bond of selflessness that the work that I do and the words that I speak may truly be yours and not mine, in order that no addict, anywhere need ever die from the horrors of addiction. Thank you. You know, when Eric called me with this topic, and you got to understand something about me and Eric's relationship. We got a relationship that basically is not a word in Webster's dictionary for it. Because probably after this convention, we're probably not going to be speaking. Right. But when he told me I was sharing with Winnie and Brian, y'all got to understand something because I'm really emotional. You know what I'm saying? I mean, 1 year clean, when I celebrated my 1 year clean anniversary, right? A sister came to my anniversary and she gave me a tape from the Serenity Fest convention. And it was this guy, Brian K, sharing on the tape. And I listened to that tape 7 years later like I listened to my favorite Whisper song. Right. And so, you know, and I was thinking about, like, when I said Brian and Winnie, I told Eric, I said, immediately, I said, I need to go study. And Eric said, she, tell your story. And that's what I'm going to do on this topic. I'm going to tell my story. But I'm gonna start out by asking all y'all questions so you can understand what I'm getting ready to share. Right? I wanna ask y'all this question, right? Because I know I'm not the only one who in here all your life, all you ever wanted to do was be loved. You know, I went to like the Baltimore convention about a year ago in May, and my sponsor and his wife picked me up at the convention center. And we went to Kern H's house. And we was around the pool and we was having fun. And Ron H. said something to me. He said, when you are chosen. Hold up, what you mean chosen? I really wanted to die. What do you mean chosen? When you are chosen as a messenger. What do you mean chosen as a messenger? I really wanted to die. When you are chosen as a messenger, it is important for you to surround yourself with people that love you. You know, so I'm going to tell my story because, you know, I'm one of the ones from listening to that first tape of Brian that believes in the literature. Now, if you don't believe in the literature, you might be in the wrong meeting. But the literature say we share. Sherman, what do we share? We share our spurs, our strength, and our hope. Instead of preaching and judging. And ensuring the spurs of our pain. Helps just one person. It was worth the suffering. This Monday, I went to a friend of mine's funeral, his mother's funeral. And every time I get an opportunity to go to a funeral, I always is restored to some type of insanity. I thank God that I don't shoot dope no more. I thank God that I don't wake up ill no more. I'll never, ever, 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 ever want to wake up ill again. So I'm always restored to sanity because every time I look at the corpse in the casket, I always have a reflection about how I did everything in active addiction to get into the casket, but God did not allow me to get into the casket. See, I gotta share my story. I can't share my woman's story. I can't share my spouse's story. I gotta share my story. Cause it's like, we did many people great harm, but most of all, we harmed who? Y'all with me? So, you know, y'all gotta understand, I gotta go back before I can bring y'all forward. It says some of us first saw the effects of addiction on the people close to us. I'm talking about Brian, a little boy. Me and my sister, a little boy, right? Do you know what it's like? A little boy, you wake up and you go in the kitchen 2-3 o'clock in the morning and the sink is full of blood from your father shooting dope. Do you know what it's like to see your father beating on your mother and then when Christmas time come, he throw the Christmas tree off the balcony? My father was a dope fiend, and I can remember saying to myself, I don't never, ever, 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 ever want to be like him. So, and my mother, and I never forget the most important thing in my life, right? The thing that I love the most in my life, right? I never forget when she would get remarried, right? And she would move. She would move to California, man. Do you know what it's like for a little boy walking around with hurt? Come on, with hurt? The best thing that I ever loved in my life got mud and moved to the West Coast. It's like we were very dependent on them to carry us through. So that's why I understand why step work is so important for me, because I understand the Lord is talking about, because Brian, I was always emotionally dependent on the wrong thing to carry me through. So I understand in this process. I understand in this process. I understand the second step in repeating the same thing and expecting different results. God, please don't let me fill the void with the wrong thing. Because the leaders say the solution is not the woman. The solution is not the car. The solution is not the house. The solution is spiritual. The solution is spiritual in nature. Fuck y'all mean I'm always sharing about this literature. We felt angry. Disappointed and hurt when they found other interests, friends, and loved ones. We regretted the past, dreaded the future, and wasn't too motherfucking thrilled about the present. And man, I'm saying, Brian, I mean, I'm hurting, man. You gotta understand, man. I never get my first spiritual awakening when I got clean. I was going to a meeting, Brian, and I looked down on the ground and I saw my shadow. Man, I'm talking about I was so greasy, sneezy, cruddy, and fucking when I was using, my shadow had rolled out on me. I want y'all to feel my pain. I want y'all to feel my hurt, man. I want you to feel it. My man got 4 days clean. I'm glad you're sitting on the front row, man. I hate it, God. Y'all, why you keep waking me the fuck up? Why you keep waking me up? Why you keep waking me the fuck up? I don't deserve the air I breathe. And he kept waking me up. I didn't understand this literature, man. I didn't understand that even the act of addiction, God was using me for something. How I know he was using me for something, boy? I went down on the script. The same place I used to go get hired, man. A guy came out of a gnaw. He came out of a Rip Van Winkle gnaw. And he saw me. And he said, damn, Eddie, I know it's some hope for me now. Let me share with you, man. In the end of my addiction, I'm talking about hurt, man. For the guy to do the shit that I did to myself, I had to be in some deep pain, man. In the end of my addiction, I was living in a room when I was on 49th and Nanny Helen Burroughs. Don't say you don't know where it's at. Think about it, where it's at in your goddamn neighborhood. Look like death. I smell like death. You understand how dead corpse smell? You ever seen a guy with open wounds all over his body, and 9 times out of 10, these open wounds got maggots coming out of them? Do you understand how much pain I'm in? Do you understand walking around and your flesh is falling off of you and all you want is one more? And I'm living in this rooming house. And God keep waking me the fuck up. Why, God? Why you keep waking me up and I don't want to wake up? In the daybreak. And them motherfucking birds. Them birds, man, early in the morning, man. Listen to me. What I'm talking about is the nightmare never happened while I was sleeping. The nightmare always happened when I woke up. I want to stop. I got a lot of pain. I want to stop, but I don't know how to stop. I've been in detox treatment and transitions 28 times. I want to stop, but I can't stop. I've been hurting, I've been in pain, I don't care. I want to stop, and I can't stop. So
said, do you remember being out there in utter desperation? I talk about wanting to stop. It couldn't stop. And I can remember somewhere out of desperation saying, God, help me. Help me. I'm glad I'm here to glorify His goodness, man. Don't get this twisted. I'm nothing without Him. I would not be standing here without Him, man. The same God that I cursed, I ain't gonna took me up out of here, man. And I want to stop, and I can't stop, man. And I pray. And I always tell people, when you pray and you ask God for help, you cannot pick and choose where the help come from. When God send the help, I'm telling you, with 4 days clean, if you in a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, what you need to know, that God has answered your prayer. He has answered your prayer and sent the help that you asked for. I know a lot of us wanted to go to the Great Betty Ford Clinic. But even there, man, even there, when it's all over, they give you a sheet of paper, man, and say, go to Narcotics Anonymous. And like I said, I got that tape, that Serenity Fest tape. And Brian talked about it, man. We fan the flame of desire. We don't dab in it. And people in Narcotics Anonymous, man, they nurtured me, man. They fanned my flame of desire. They nurtured the hurt little boy, man. They told the guy with 4 teeth, go get a mother some teeth. I would have got a motherfucking sack. I'm talking about the guy that had open wounds all over his body, man. Do you understand? All I ever wanted to do, man, was just go swimming. All my wounds are closed. I'm sharing with my man with 4 days clean. Man, I went back to school. I'm talking about what happened when you buy into this fellowship, how we would nurture each other. How we would nurture the hurt little boy and the hurt little girl, right? And make us men and women. I went back to school and I got my high school diploma. I heard Brian on the tape talking about having his degree. I went back to school. I'm now in the University of District of Columbia getting my bachelor's degree in psychology. Man, Earth gave me the 5-minute sign. You know, and I need to say this, man, because a lot of us, you know, we come to meetings and we come to workshops, and we already want to know who's speaking, who I'm sharing with. This person I'll share, this person, right? But I'm glad I'm here with these two people, because I know they understand the literature just like I understand the literature, right? Because it tells us in the literature, man, you understand? Y'all got to understand, man, steps 1 to 11. Steps 1 to 11 is on-the-job training for 12. As long as God continue to rise me to the top each and every day, I have a debt to God that I can never repay back, man. I'm talking about, man, the literature say, man, everything, Randy, everything that occurred in the course of NA service must be motivated by the desire to more successfully carry the message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. It was for this reason that we begin this work. We must always remember that as individual members, groups, and service committees, we are not and should never be in competition with each other. Because if you claim addict status, we all met the requirement for grace. We have learned painfully that inner strife cripples our fellowship and prevents us from providing the service necessary for growth. So, my man, you're on the front row and you're crying and you got Winnie coming up here, and you got Brian coming up here, so you should have went and got you some tissue. I'm serving, I'm at it. I want to thank y'all for letting me share.